Please turn in the scriptures to Ezekiel chapter 31. Ezekiel chapter 31. And we'll be reading the entire chapter, verses 1 through 18. Ezekiel 31, verses 1 through 18. These are the words of the living and true God. In the 11th year, in the third month, on the first of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his hordes, Whom are you like in your greatness? Behold, Assyria was a cedar in Lebanon, with beautiful branches and forest shade, and very high, and its top was among the clouds. The waters made it grow, the deep made it high, with its rivers it continually extended all around its planting place, and sent out its channels to all the trees of the field. Therefore its height was loftier than all the trees of the field, and its boughs became many and its branches long, because of many waters as it spread them out. All the birds of the heavens nested in its boughs, and under its branches all the beasts of the field gave birth, and all great nations lived under its shade. So it was beautiful in its greatness and the length of its branches, for its roots extended to many waters. The cedars in God's garden could not match it. The cypresses could not compare with its boughs, and the plane trees could not match its branches. No tree in God's garden could compare with it in its beauty. I made it beautiful with the multitude of its branches, and all the trees of Eden which were in the garden of God were jealous of it. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Because it is high in stature and has set its top among the clouds, and its heart is haughty in its loftiness, therefore I will give it into the hand of a despot of the nations. He will thoroughly deal with it. According to its wickedness, I have driven it away. Alien tyrants of the nations have cut it down and left it. On the mountains and in all the valleys, its branches have fallen, its boughs have been broken in all the ravines of the land. And all the peoples of the earth have gone down from its shade and left it. On its ruin all the birds of the heavens will dwell, and all the beasts of the field will be on its fallen branches, so that all the trees by the waters may not be exalted in their stature, nor set their top among the clouds, nor their well-watered mighty ones stand erect in their height. For they have all been given over to death, to the earth beneath, among the sons of men, with those who go down to the pit. Thus says the Lord God, On the day when it went down to Sheol, I caused lamentations. I closed the deep over it and held back its rivers, and its many waters were stopped up. And I made Lebanon mourn for it, and all the trees of the field wilted away on account of it. I made nations quake at the sound of its fall, when I made it go down to Sheol, with those who go down to the pit. And all the well-watered trees of Eden, the choicest, the best of Lebanon, were comforted in the earth beneath. They also went down with it to Sheol, to those who were slain by the sword. And those who were its strength lived under its shade among the nations. To which among the trees of Eden are you thus equal in glory and greatness? Yet you will be brought down with the trees of Eden to the earth beneath. You will lie in the midst of the uncircumcised, with those who were slain by the sword. So is Pharaoh and all his hordes, declares the Lord God. And those are God's words. This prophecy was spoken, the purpose of it, to humble and mortify Pharaoh. Because as you might know concerning Pharaoh, he was very prideful, haughty, and he had injured greatly the people of God. He believes himself to be accountable to no authority because he believes that he is God. And so the prophet was to report to him of the case of the king of Assyria and the nation of Assyria. To show him, first off, how great the king of Assyria at one time was. that he had a vast empire, that he was mighty. Not even Pharaoh was greater than he. And that through verse 9. And yet Pharaoh is very similar to the king of Assyria. And so through verse 17, Ezekiel prophesies of the doom that came to the king of Assyria and the nation of Assyria. The great destruction of him. So that then he could take that. Here's Assyria, Pharaoh. This is how great Assyria is, way greater than you. And this is what happened to Assyria because of what who they were. They were haughty, prideful, and they thought themselves, and the king thought himself to be God. And great was his fall. And the doom came and destruction came. Look at him and look at them. And that's what's going to happen to you. And that's verse 18. He could look at that, and then verse 18 is used to say to him, to Pharaoh, apply this to yourself. That is, Pharaoh could apply it to himself, the doom that was coming for him, to look in some ways in the mirror and see what was going to happen. And the king of Assyria, as he looked at him in verses 1 through 17, to know that the Lord's judgments were coming to him soon. That then that we ourselves would see our own pride as we read this and see our own sin and turn unto God, humbling ourselves before him, lest we too be like the king of Assyria or like the nation or in Pharaoh or Egypt who also fell. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you that you are a gracious and merciful God, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness to many and thousands of generations. Father, we're thankful that you have given us your Son. And we pray as a church, as a congregation, that we ourselves would not be prideful or haughty or boastful in ourselves or in our nation or in our family or in our church or in anything that is not boasting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we're thankful for all that you've done for us. And this week especially we pray for our nation who seems to be at the beginning stages of being judged and destroyed. Destruction coming. And just as has happened in many societies before ours ever existed. All, or many of them, shown in the scriptures and what happened to them. Even as we heard of the nation of Assyria and the nation of Egypt. And what will be the nation of Babylon. Father, we ask that you would show us, your people, mercy. And that you would change our society to be more in keeping with your word and your righteousness and who you are. Father, we pray for those governing authorities who are over us now that you would continue working for the good of your people, to give us peace and the ability to worship you freely. Father, we also pray for those people who will be elected in the coming week and then installed in the coming months, that you would bring about righteous leaders who love you and not themselves, who love you and not power and prosperity. And those wicked that you bring about in your great eternal decrees, we pray that they would rule well, despite who they are. In all things, we ask that you would show mercy. For we know what it seems to be, that destruction and judgment is coming to our nation. And so, Father, spare us for the few righteous that remain. All for your glory. And if it means persecution and suffering for us, then so be it. We ask that you would make us strong in Christ. You would be glorified in all things, and the gospel would go forth, and many would be saved. And that is our plea. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.